Welcome to Polka Dot C's Body Love Podcast, the podcast where we talk about all things health, fitness, and body positivity with your host, Chloe Pedley. Hey, this is Chloe from Polka Dot C, and tonight I am chatting with the gorgeous Catherine O'Connor from champagnelashes.com.au. Catherine is a twice-over cancer survivor and has an amazing message to share with us all tonight.
Yep, sounds great.
So, you have a pretty incredible story.
Thank you.
And, I know the fact that you're here and full of energy and still kicking some serious butts and doing amazing things with your life hasn't actually been the easiest of journeys. And if it's okay with you, I'd love you to share what you're comfortable with sharing.
Yeah.
Basically, this is about you and this is your moment in the spotlight.
Woohoo! Oh, I've always wanted that. No, joking. what would you like to know?
All right.
I'm very much an open book, so ask away.
Okay. All right. So I guess the way I know you, and I've known you for about a year or just under a year, is you're this incredibly switched on, smart businesswoman who doesn't take no for an answer, who is kind and generous and always appears to be very positive.
I've got that one really down pat.
Oh yeah, we all do, right? Like, you know, we all have our stuff. And I think one of the most amazing things that I found out about you was you're a cancer survivor. And if I didn't know that, and if I'd never been told, I never would have guessed, because there's no poor me, there's no you've just grabbed life by the kahunas, basically. So
yeah. Well, you kind of have to. Like when you go through something like that, like I did, it's like you can either there's two paths that you can take. There's the woe is me, like why is this happening to me? Like this is not fair. And don't get me wrong, I went through that. Like, you know, at the very beginning I did that, like, Jesus Christ, like seriously, dude, can you give this shit to somebody else? Like, you know, like not once but twice. It's like, can you give it to someone else? Like it would have been so much better. So the second time, yeah, it knocked me for six. But I have a really good support network. You know, I had a really fabulous friends. I have a fabulous husband and I have a fabulous father. And probably without them, I could have taken that other path. But then something inside me kind of was like, well, if I die, my friends are going to kill me. So, you know, they would kick the shit out of me. Like they would kill me worse than cancer could have. So, you know, and I wasn't ready to go. I still felt like there was still more for me to do. Like I hadn't done enough. So it wasn't my time. It's not going to be my time for a very long time yet. So, yeah, fuck you, cancer. I made you my bitch.
And I guess one of the stories that we hear so often is that, as you say, it can break you, and for so many people, it does.
It can. You know, and it did. You know, I can't lie and say that everything has been 100% smooth sailing, because it hasn't. You know, there are still days that, you know, it just knocks me, and, you know, people will talk about the future and things like that. And, like, sometimes depending on, you know, what chemicals are going through my brain at this one time, it could be like, well, that's great, you know, like, they're talking about their kids or they're talking about their grandkids and those sorts of things. And me personally, that's something that I will never experience. Thank cancer, that took that side away from me. But at the same time, what it's what it's given me is so much more. Like, it's given me this drive. It's given me an incredible drive. Like, I was always stubborn before, but now I'm even more stubborn. Like, if I want something, I will do whatever it takes to make it happen. You know, like with the school in the Solomons. So when we were living there for a year, and prior to that, I was, you know, I was happy in my life and I'd taken everything in and I was very accepting of, you know, everything that was going on. But I also took an awful lot for granted. And yeah. When we were living there and I saw the abject poverty that these people lived in, but the happiness that they had, you know, it was soul touching. Like this went right into my arms. Like, if you could see it, I've got goosebumps whenever I talk about my time in the Solomons. It was just one of the best experiences I've ever had. And that led me to meet some incredible women and some incredible kids that just don't have the opportunities that we have. And so I wouldn't let no stand in my way. And if it wasn't for cancer, I probably would have just gone, oh, well, you know, that's their lot in life. I'll try and help a little bit. But because of the drive that it instilled in me there, that's what made me push really hard for the company that I was working for and the projects that I was working on to give me the $100,000 to be able to spend in the South Pacific and spend it on these schools and these children and everything else like that. So although I don't have my own children and I won't have my own grandchildren, I think I have 437 children. yeah.
That's got to be a record.
Stretch marks on that.
Oh, look, after four? No, yeah, just no.
Like, it would have just been horrendous. It would have just been the worst. But, you know, that's one of those things that I can thank cancer for. It's that drive that makes me want to be better and not give up. Like, I can't just sit back and I can't let things go anymore. Because what happens if tomorrow I wake up and there's another tumour? And this time maybe the dude upstairs has said, that's it, kitty, your time has come, there is no more. I want to know that I've done as much as I can do and I haven't left any stone unturned and there's been no corner of the world that I haven't, you know, done something in. It sounds like a really big idea, but that's my goal.
I mean, it's something that in theory most of us sort of aspire to, but then we maybe don't get that big enough kick up the ass to take our lives. I mean, we do take it for granted. We take tomorrow as a given.
Yeah.
When in actual fact, for any of us and for all of us, the next heartbeat isn't guaranteed, right? So.
That's right. You know, there is so many. I think it's one in seven women will be diagnosed with breast cancer. One in three people are touched by cancer. So, you know, that statistic is frightening. You know, one in three are touched by it in some way, whether they have it, they know someone, a family member or something, you know, and it's like it's a terrible disease, but if you have the right mindset, I think, and if you've got fantastic support around you, no matter how your journey ends, you know, whether, you know, unfortunately it ends, you know, with you having to say goodbye, or it ends, as in my case, you know, coming out of it a very different person. If you've got the right people around you and the support and things, your journey is, you know, your journey is fabulous and it will always change you.
Yeah. How did you discover that you had cancer? What stood out to you? What made you check? What made you get diagnosed?
Well, we'll talk about the first bout. So I was diagnosed with, first off, Hodgkin's lymphoma when I was 21. So I just
oh my goodness,
I just finished my first law degree. So I just finished my Bachelor's of Law, and I had a cold. I had a lingering cold that just wouldn't go away, and I was in the hour one day and I was just, you know, lathering up as everyone does, and I happened to just, you know, felt just a lump under my arm, just under your armpit there, and I put it down to, because I was playing an awful lot of sport at the time, I put it down to just deodorant. You know how sometimes you get the impacted glands from your
Yeah.
deodorant down to that. And it wasn't until about, you know, I think we were 2 months into treating this cold that I decided to tell my doctor.
Okay.
And I said to my doctor, I was like, oh, look, I know it's nothing. I said, but I can't get rid of this pimple or this, you know, this thing that's underneath my arm. And he said, how long have you had that for? And I was like, oh, no, 2 months, maybe a bit longer. And then that was his first, you know, his first clue as to, okay, maybe there's something a little bit more serious. And so then we, you know, went and had the biopsy and those sorts of things, and it turned out to be Hodgkin's lymphoma, which was pretty scary. I got very sick while I was going through that battle. I was in a wheelchair for probably about 9 months because
Oh, wow.
my lungs were shot thanks to all the chemo and things. Dropped down to about a size four, which with somebody that, you know, has kind of struggled with their body image for a while, size four to me was like, that's fantastic. And I didn't see it as me looking ill, but every single one of my friends will say it was just awful to look at me in that state. And so I battled that for 4.5, 5 years. And we finally came through in the end, and it was great. And so then I went through 5 years of remission, and I celebrated 5 years of remission. And then 2 years ago, almost a year to the day, I was in the shower. It was June 10, so it was a long weekend. And I was in the shower on the Saturday morning. A girlfriend of mine had flown in from Honiara, so from the Solomons. So that night I'd washed, showered, you know, done my hair up, and everything was great. We had a great night. Saturday morning, I got in the shower, washed, lathered, and I just ran my hand down my right breast, and there was a lump. And it wasn't there the day before, it was there that day. So I kept it quiet because I didn't want to ruin, you know, my friend's visit. And on the Monday, or was it the Sunday, I told my husband, I told Brett, and he was just like, okay. Immediately went into like army mode, you know, like this is what we're going to do. This is the list of things. We need to call the doctor and we need to do all this. And then basically, I went in, I had a fantastic surgeon, Dr. Chantelle Thornton at the Epworth. And we, Monday I saw her. Wednesday I went in for some more scans. Thursday I was in there again and we were booked in for surgery. So in the space of 2 weeks, my original tumor had gone from 3.1 centimeters by four, up to 4.7 by five something. And hiding
Wow.
that tumor, there was another three, but they just couldn't see it because the first one was so big. So it was like I had an egg, you know, kind of sticking out. So it was a bit daunting, but what was really, I think what was so good about it was, again, it was my support. So I had Brett was there at every appointment, and Chantelle, my doctor, was just fantastic. My father was, you know, a great source of just strength, and he was like, we've done it before, we'd do it again. He and Brett would come up with their lists. You know, I had doctors all around the country, thanks to my dad, that were, you know, willing to step in and help with any surgery that I needed. So it was really good. And my tumor needed a lot of surgery. So, well,
Yeah.
yeah, we kind of look like a patchwork quilt, but
That's okay.
we got through it. And you can hardly see the scars. I have great boobs. I know this is going to come out to a whole lot of people, but I really do. I have fantastic boobs now, and I'm pretty happy with them. I think my husband's pretty happy with them too. So, yeah,
Cool.
it's really
That's
good.
very, very cool.
Yeah, but
It is a disease that affects so many of us, either directly or indirectly. If you could share a message with the women who may tune into this, what would you share with them?
please check your breasts. Like, check them every time you're in the shower, because you don't know when you know, this thing is going to occur. Like I said, I went for a shower on the Friday and there was nothing there. I went for the shower on the Saturday and it was there, you know, and it was large and it was aggressive. The earlier that you can, you know, detect these, and self-detection is by far the best detection. Don't wait until you're 40 to get your mammograms. Do it now. You know, breast cancer is hitting people a lot younger these days. Breast cancer is no longer left to your mums and to your grandmas. Breast cancer is attacking people, you know, 30 years of age. I lost two friends last year to breast cancer.
I'm
Um,
so sorry.
two of them were older, and they were fantastic women. They were just amazing women. One was a businesswoman who had taken her family's coffee business, you know, to everywhere. I'm sure everyone's heard of the Genovese coffee. Well, that was my friend, and she was just the most outstanding person. Another girlfriend of mine had been battling for 8 years, and unfortunately, she passed away as well. So there was just a few weeks there where, unfortunately, two of my great friends, you know, sort of like left us. But you know, it's if you find it, you've got to check. Like, don't be afraid. Like, I was showing a friend last night, so I'll show all the women out here right now. So I'm just gonna do this. So, really easy way to check your breast. You just bring your arm up, put it over the side, run your hand down, have a look, see if there's any dimples on the side of your breast. Just pulp it in, all right? Just give it a nice press. If you know your breasts and you're checking them regularly, you'll know the difference between hormones and something that maybe shouldn't be there. You know what I'm saying? And then you just take your arm behind, stretch out the muscle, and then just pulp it down as well. If there is something there, you are the most likely going to be the first person to find it. And if you find it, don't sit there and think, oh, maybe I won't do anything about it. Do it. You have to do it. You know, even if you've got the slightest inkling, go to a doctor and get it checked out. It may be nothing, but it might also be something. So
It's
that's what
far
I would
better to
say.
have an embarrassing pimple than it is to
That's
have
it.
cancer that you could have caught early.
That's it. You know, one pimple that the doctor goes, yeah, okay, let's go squeeze, and we're good. You know, as opposed to, oh shit, let's just go and cut it off, you know, and
It's a really good deal.
instantly say goodbye to all your friends. I know which I would prefer. So I'm religious. I am, yeah. I'm like, shit, that doesn't feel right. And then I'll get Brett and I'm like, touch this. Is that right? He's like, yeah, I might need to touch the other one. I'm like, yeah, okay. Yeah.
I think that's a really, really important message. I mean, bodies are nothing to be ashamed of, and they're nothing to be scared of. Like, we should be very, very familiar with our own bodies, and especially our breasts, and especially, well, everywhere. So,
Everywhere. Yep.
yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like, cancer just doesn't hit your breasts. Cancer
No.
can get you anywhere, you
Yeah.
know. So, yeah, you need to be very comfortable with probing areas that you may not have wanted to probe, but it's better to be safe than sorry.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But no. Cancer's been a good thing. I mean, cancer's helped me do you know, it's helped me be a more confident person, which has then led on to, you know, all the other things that I've done as well. So, yeah, I'm very
I
happy.
mean, I think it doesn't matter what outlook you take, but for your personal circumstances and how you're surviving, you are killing it. Like, you're doing a fantastic job with your business.
Thank you.
You've got your life together. For those of you who are playing at home, Kitty is a unique consultant. She sells this amazing mascara. You know what? I'm going to let you talk about that. Tell us a little bit about that as well, because I think, it's important.
Yeah, unique is great. Unique actually ties in with my philosophy and I guess my thoughts for making the world better. And it's all about the empowerment and uplifting and validation of women, which is what, you know, I've always strived to do, you know, like with my schools and things like that, you know, donating and those sorts of things. It's always been about the empowerment and the validation of women. And I know people just go, yeah, but makeup. You know, women are pretty on the outside and you don't need makeup to make yourself pretty. And 100%, hands down, you don't need makeup to make yourself pretty. But if by putting on a little bit of lip gloss or by putting on a little bit of mascara helps you feel beautiful,
Do
then
it.
that's okay. Exactly, do it. Put on your blue eyeshadow. Go 80s crazy. Crimp your hair. Throw on your purple lipstick if you want. I don't care. If that makes you feel good, I'll help you do that. Because
It's a
then
canvas. Your body's a canvas.
that's it. That's it. And it makes me feel good to see that you feel good. You know? So, and not only that, but Unique also have a counseling area over in Utah. It's called the Unique Foundation, and it's for sexually abused women and children to go and receive counseling and education and, things that can help them on their road to recovery. Obviously, what's done to people like that is psychologically damaging. But having a foundation like this is just one little thing. It's a small thing, but it's something that could help somebody recover.
Help
So,
them, yeah, move
yeah.
to a survivor's perspective.
That's exactly it. So yeah, move out of that victim mentality, and which is I cannot even begin to understand what that must feel like to be violated like that. But help them, turn that around and help them become survivors as well. So yeah, and that's what Unique does. Oh, and sell great mascara too,
Oh yeah, then it's
and great tanning products. I don't know if you can see this, but I'm
I
usually
think the
based.
lighting's a little bit poor, but there are photos
Yeah.
in your group. What, how can people get? Oh wow, that's dark.
No, like how brown do I look, man? It's really cool. Considering I'm pasty white, but yes. So my group, yes.
Yes, how can people get in touch with you?
Okay, so my website on Facebook is Unique by Champagne Lashes. Because anyone that knows me knows I'm the Champagne Lash Boss. Brought about because I like champagne and mascara. They kind of go hand in hand. We all know that. And so yeah, you can look me up on Facebook via there or my website, which is, go figure, champagnelashes.com.au.
Beautiful.
That's right. And you can find out a lot more about Unique and what it is that I do, through either one of those. So you can reach out to me there.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share the screencast of this in Polkadotsy's group. I'll also put your links
Hello,
and stuff down the
Pokadotsy.
bottom so that anyone who's playing along can actually like click through and I'm hoping they'll actually check out your group as well because I mean yours is literally sparkly. Like there's literal sparkle in there.
There's a lot of sparkle. I like sparkle though. Sparkle. I think we need more sparkle in our lives. You
Oh,
know,
absolutely,
there's
for sure.
so much.
Life's too short not to have it.
That's right. And there's so much darkness out there that, you need to bring as much sparkle as you can and as much life as you can. We all have down times. Like I go through them. You know, you've been here and you've helped me get through some of my, dark times, but when you can bring a little bit of sparkle into it, that's beautiful. So thank you, Chloe.
Oh no, thank you, gorgeous. Yeah, no, it's been an absolute pleasure having a quick chat with you tonight. And yeah, hopefully the women in Polkadotsy will come over to Champagne Lashes and have a look at some of your stuff and yeah, maybe understand the crazy lip gloss fetish that
Yeah, I'm sorry, but lip gloss is good. You wait until I do my bonbons ad.
have.